Good morning. Look, we're packed this morning. May I wish you peace, joy, and the blessing of God in this new year. People ask me why I don't use tablets. Well, they're old, aren't they? After all, Moses had them, didn't he? You got it. The real reason is that the few times I've used them, they failed and let me down, but fortunately, I knew most of what I'd got written down. I'm not sure this is the 8th or the 7th year in continuum of being preached on the first Sunday of a new year. I'm not sure why that is. One of these days, I'll ask Robin. Is it a lesson in how not to preach or a lesson in how to preach? I'm not sure. You decide, but please don't tell me. It is a privilege to be asked again to bring the word of God this morning. It always amazes me and humbles me to think that God uses fallible people to bring his infallible word. To preach his word is an honour, but also a tremendous responsibility. I've titled my word this morning, because I know some people like titles, His Plans, His Hands. I'm not sure about sermon structure this morning, or homiletics or hermeneutics. I've just done this morning. I've tried to stay where the Lord gave it me when he started giving me this word. We are not here this morning by chance or by coincidence. We are here by divine appointment, and there are things that God wants us to hear this morning, and especially applicable for certain people to wonder what is going on in their lives. I am excited at what God is going to do. I'm excited at what God wants to do in his church. I believe there is a deal of prophecy in this word this morning. Now, that is dangerous, because if what I say does not come true, then you can call me a false prophet. I'm not a prophet, but I just feel when God gave me this, a sense of prophecy. So let's just pray. Father God, we stand in your presence this morning. We're in awe, Lord, of your grace, your love, and your mercy. Father, we are standing, Lord, on the beginning of new things, new adventures, and newer experiences in our God. Father, we just pray you give us hearts to receive your word and spirits, Lord, and a willingness to follow what you want to do. Amen. My first text this morning is Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 13. I know the plans I have for you, to do you good, to give you a hope and give you a future. When we are beginning a new year, we often wonder what is going to be before us, what is going to be waiting for us this year. Some people do all sorts of things to try and find out what is going to happen. Go to read the stars and people like that. We don't need to do that, for we know that God has a plan for us. And it's a plan to do us good, to give us a hope, and to give us a future. A new day, a new year, a new beginning. All the past successes and failures are gone. When I wake up every morning, I'm conscious that the day before, whatever has happened, cannot be brought back. It is gone. We can look back and we can see God's hand of blessing and learn, but we don't stay there. We have to move on. We have to seek God for greater blessing, for greater experiences in the moving of the Spirit. For many, it has been a hard year. I have lost 3 good friends last year, but praise the Lord, and they have all gone to glory. We may have regrets that we could have done things better. Let's face it, I'm sure we all have. Well, it's past. We move on. It is a tabula rasa. In other words, it's a clean slate. We are starting afresh today on this first Sunday of a new year. We thank God for the blessings. We thank God that he's brought us this far, but we have to trust God for greater. I believe the church is going to receive tremendous opposition and challenges. For the things that we preach and the things we stand for, the world will try to keep us silent and to stop us from saying those things. But I also believe with all this opposition, we are going to know tremendous blessing, tremendous power in the Lord Jesus Christ. What we need to do, what you need to do as a church, is to set your sails to catch the wind of God's Spirit and be driven forward in the wind and the power and the might of God. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. God is going to work out his plans for the church. At times, it may seem difficult. It may seem difficult to understand what those plans are to be. Well, we don't have to worry, for God knows what he's going to do. And when the time is right, he will reveal it to us. But we know it's for good. We know it's to bless us. We know it's to give us a future. When Moses was asked to lead the people of Egypt, he didn't have it all mapped out and showed clearly exactly what he was going to do and what experiences he was going to go through. But he was step by step, and as they moved forward, God revealed things to him. If Moses had known from the very beginning what God was going to do, he'd have walked away and said, "Lord, find somebody else." The moment your pastor asked me to preach this, I knew what I had to bring from God. It burnt within me. That's unusual for me. When I'm asked to preach, I get before the Lord and I have all sorts of things going through my mind. But even before the pastor asked, I knew I had to bring this word. What are the plans of God for us, for you? We don't know. But it's plans to do us good, to give us hope and a future. Some of you this morning are questioning what your future is to be. What does it hold for you? Where will you end up in the end of 2024? Will I still be here next year? Only God knows. What we have to be sure is to let God have his way. We have to understand that our plans, our programs, our ideas, however good they may be, however righteous they may seem, we must let God move by his Spirit. What we plan, what we want to do, what we fail to do in many ways, God will do by his Spirit. Do you believe that this morning? I believe in body ministry. We all have a part to play. However small, however insignificant it might seem, it is vital. The eye, the ear, the toe. Do you know what happens if someone loses a toe? Anybody know? You've not lost. You lose your balance. Well done. The church needs God-filled spirit balance. As you know, or perhaps you don't know, I'm a chaplain at the hospital. And what I've realised is the vast number of roles and tasks that are needed for the hospital to function smoothly. There's not one part of the hospital that stops functioning and things don't carry on the way they were. We've had many people last week when the junior doctors were on strike who had their operations or their consultancy put off. This is a hospital. A hospital for the soul, the lonely, the hurting, the rejected, the addicted, the lost, the sick. Every part of the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be functioning properly and in accordance to God's plan. We do not know what God's plans are for us this year. But we know that whatever it is, God is going to bless. Our God is omnipotent, all powerful. Our God is omniscient. He's everywhere. He's all knowing. And our God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. Notice the word doesn't say, "I know the plan I have for you." It says, "I know the plans I have for you. For good. For the future and a hope." There is no need to seek anywhere else. God is planning our future, planning your future, my future. I don't know where I'll be next year. Many of you might be hoping it's not here. I don't know. None of us know. We have to be ready and willing for God to move and guide us and lead us. We may be comfortable in our seats this morning, and God might say to us, you're not going to be there this time next year. I'm sending you out. I'm moving you out. And if it's in God's plan, we have to be ready and obedient. But our future is going to be wonderful. As we move into 2024, what a wonderful thing to take with us, to know that God has plans for you and for me. When God says he has plans for us, we can rest assured in that those plans will happen. God has a plan for you. You might think, I can't do anything. I'm not capable. Well, I've learned from experience, if God wants you to do something, he will give you the ability to do it. This church, God wants to bless. He gives us a future, a hope. God will make sure and take care of the details. I'm so glad about that, aren't you, Bobby? It's God's church. God is the head of the church. And if he's planning, he will take care of the details. All we've got to do is fall in line with him and with his spirit, and God will move. God wants to bless us. Praise God. God wants to bless us. What will that blessing be? What will it take? We don't know. But God wants to bless us. Wants to bless you. Wants to bless us as a church. He wants to give us hope. Many of you sitting here this morning may have little hope, but God wants you to have hope. He wants to restore us to once where we were. He wants to restore us, as we've heard this morning, to be moving more in the gifts of the Spirit and seeing signs and wonders and healings. That is God's plan for the church. And despite the prevailing tide of unbelief and uncertainty, God is going to bless, and we need to be ready. The God of creation, the God who upholds all things by his power, has a plan for the church, for every single one of us. His plan for you may not be the same as it is for someone else. You may be sat there this morning wondering, where will I be next year? We'll see you next year. When Jeremiah gave this message to the people, nothing seemed further from the truth. They were exiled in Babylon, virtual prisoners and slaves at the behest of the people who were over them. But God was letting them know that they were forever in his thoughts, that he was thinking of them. He saw their situation. He realized that they were in a desperate place, but he was still going to bless. They were not forsaken. We can look around today at our nation. The overwhelming sense of despair, of darkness, of indifference. The church is largely ignored, seen in many ways to be a laughing stock. But God has a plan for his church. I know the plans I have for you. There is no barrier for God. Moses was 80 years of age when God called him. Noah was about 600 years of age when the floods came. Wow. At some age, I don't think all of us put together. Oh, we might do it, put together. Probably would way past that. Samuel was a boy. There is no limit, and there is no limit to what God wants to do. Male, female, rich, poor, black, white, Asian, Latino, God has a plan for us as a people. You may have made mistakes. You know what they say? If you've never made a mistake, you've never made anything. We've all made mistakes. But this scripture is telling us God has a plan. We are constantly in his thoughts and in his mind. This morning, as we sit here, God is moving on our behalf. You might not see it, you might not understand it, but God is moving. He knows your situation, exactly where you are in your job, in your work life, and in your family life. God knows exactly where you are. It may seem at the moment as though there is no hope, but God has a plan for you. He has not forgotten you, and he will bring about his plan and his purpose. Isaiah 44, verse 21 says, remember Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have made you. I will not forget you. God will not forget even the youngest or the oldest of us. We walk by faith. But it's not blind faith. But these words, by these words, we know we have a future. God is guiding. God is planning our future. We are not at the behest and beck and call of politicians or financial institutes. We're not at the beck and call of PC Brigade or anything else. We are being, God is planning to bless us, and we are in, God is in control of our destiny. They don't control our destiny in 2024. God does, and God knows what he's doing. The world says the church is finished. Finished? I say, in faith, faith in God's word, in his plans for us, finished. We haven't even started yet. Praise God. He has a plan to prosper. That doesn't mean financially, could. It means to bless us spiritually in every way. He wants us to grow. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to excel. He wants us to be the best that we can be. God wants his church to be growing spiritually and numerically, to develop into something good. God has plans for his church. To see us through every trial, every difficulty, every situation. We might experience pain. We might experience heartache along the way. But how blessed to know that at the start of this year, that God has a plan to see us through and to grow us and cause us to flourish, to prosper us, to give us hope. I'm not ignorant or blind on how the world is going and where the world is heading. But God is in control. He's in control of your destiny and of my destiny and our destiny as a church. The plans he has for us, nothing can prevent. Isaiah 49, verse 15-17. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion of the child of her womb? They may forget, yet I will not forget you. You are inscribed on the palms of my hand. Every time God opens his hand to bless, he sees your name and my name engraved on his hands. That is tremendous. How many times does God bless in a day? Because every time he does, he opens his hands and we are inscribed there by name. Robin, Andrew, Emmanuel, Oasis Church, every one of us by name inscribed in God's hands. He will not forget you. He will not forget us as a church. Not for one single moment will God forget you. He's working out his plans. This next scripture is one that's been a blessing to me for many years. Isaiah 54, verse 17. One of my favourite verses. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you shall be silenced. No weapon that is formed against the church of God is going to win. We are going to destroy it and bring it down. I believe the things happening in the world which want to silence the church of Jesus Christ. They want to stop us from witnessing, from preaching the truth, from saying the things that God demands in Scripture. The more that we do that, the more we're going to face opposition, the more we're going to face trial and who knows what. But we don't have to be afraid, for no weapon that is formed against us is going to prosper. We heard something last week about the revelation. That is the revelation. God has plans for his church. This is the realization. There were two great wonders of the modern world. Who would like to guess what they are? Come on, Robin. No. They are no, absolutely not. The two modern wonders of this world, forget the Taj Mahal, forget the hanging with gardens of Babylon, the two great wonders of this world are the nation of Israel and the church of Jesus Christ. Through schism, through persecution, through trial, through fire and all sorts of things, the church of Jesus Christ has remained and will remain. Israel has had the same sort of problem. And those are the two witnesses of God in this world. Israel, the nation of Israel, and the church of Jesus Christ. We are a sign to the world. The church is eternal. The church is going to be in glory, praise God, one day when he comes. And brother, it won't be very long. You're right. 1 minute to midnight. The church of God is going to be a force to be reckoned with. Matthew 16, verse 18. This is the realization. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not stand against it. What are the gates of hell? The gates of hell means that we should be approaching hell and destroying hell. But it also means the place of the dead. It also means all those things that Satan sends out from hell and those things he sends against the church, we're going to destroy them. We're going to march against them. They will not be able to stand against the church that is moving in the power of the Spirit of God. That's God's plan. God in his church, the church in God, moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. That will be an unconquerable power, an immovable force, an unbreakable spirit. A force of God in his church that nothing can withstand. The highest mountains will be climbed. The deepest spiritual depths will be conquered. The strongest walls that Satan puts up, the church of Jesus Christ will pull down. Conquered by the church of Jesus Christ, moving in the power of God. Don't look at how things are. Look at what God has planned. Robin, you might have to start expanding your church, expanding your borders, enlarging your tents. This place becoming too small as God moves in his church, as he plans to bring men and women into the kingdom of God. God will fulfill his plans. And this is for Robin and Emmanuel in particular, but all of us. Joshua 1, verse 5 and 6. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. I will not fail you. Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people to possess the land. I started by saying we don't know what God's plans are for us, but this we know, it is to do us good, it is to bless it, it is to give us hope, it is to give us a future. The church of Jesus Christ has a future, not just in glory, but on the earth. God is going to move. I believe the more the conditions become desperate and worse, I believe that God is going to move through his church. The people are going to come and realise that church has the answers. Where man does not have the answers, where politics does not have the answer, God has the answer and he's going to bring people into the church. Those who we want to see saved, those who we want to see blessed, those who we want to see healed, those who we want to see broken from their addiction. God has a plan for the church. He can't do that. He can do it alone, but he's going to choose to do it through his church. God has a plan for his church. I know the plans I have for you. I will build my church. Amen.